Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Bizarre Fantasy. This file plays in a land of old, a strange place where magic and mystery are still very much present. While commonplace for some, not all that common for most. For most people at this time, they just lived like normal, went throughout their day with not a single interruption of something outlandish, something strange. For most people, it was just another time to live. And for you, I wonder how you experienced life. If you enjoyed the position that you had with some responsibility, but also needing to follow orders. And it was one of those times where you had been sent to get some material from the market. The bazaar in town was a very large and busy place, with a mixture of both outside stalls and indoor stores. I wonder if you were looking forward to it, because there was always something to see. So many impressions, so many people and things gathered in one place, one even more strange than the other. Items from faraway lands and salesmen that claimed that they were of legendary quality. You've lived long enough to question most of their claims without even batting an eye. Many people are easy to tell stories but do very little effort to back it up with any kind of proof. That being said, it's still important to watch yourself here. There are always people that want to take advantage of newcomers and tourists alike. Not for any malicious reasons, but you have to live, of course, and gold is gold. Coin works everywhere, and it works magic of sorts. So you were careful to keep your jingling pouch of coins close to your person. This was nowhere near the first time you've been here, so you knew where to go and what to look out for. Except that not everyone looked out for you. A sudden bump against a tall gentleman interrupted your flow of thought. It was almost like he came out of nowhere, and as your eyes glanced over his person, you immediately registered the quality of his clothing. Decorated, elegant, maybe even understated, you knew you had to be careful. Looking up further, there was a smile on his face, underneath twinkling eyes. What have we here? Oh, very interesting. Would you mind me asking you some questions? Curiosity might be getting the better of you, because this person obviously did not belong here. He must be a traveler, and yet he didn't seem in any way concerned with the world around him. comfortable, and yet, see, I have a little experiment that I'd like some help with, and these kinds of experiments are very delicate. For some reason, it seems like you'd be just the person to help me. Now, of course, you wouldn't just come with a stranger. That would be, well, perhaps ill-advised. And yet, maybe there's a piece of you that is curious about what this could mean, what this could do for you. And I promise you that you will be perfectly safe and compensated for any time lost. Now, of course, the compensation will happen in the form of gold, all clean and clear, with no doubt whatsoever. Now, of course, if there are still any questions or thoughts that are in your mind, it is perfectly fine for you to attempt to find them while you listen to my words. See, as you're searching, in the back of your mind, you might even notice that little distracting niggle of something strange and unusual happening. It's almost as if you're listening to me without really thinking, simply settling into a flow as all the noises, sights, and sounds of the world around you fade away, more and more easily drifting into that state where listening is the most natural thing to do. Every breath a wonderful sigh of relaxation, every mental blink another moment of bliss. It would be too easy to simply tempt you to come with me, even if you know that it could be a bad idea. And again, there is that all of the void that people talk about, that feeling of standing on an edge, ready to just lean forward and suddenly drop blankly into my arms. It's almost as if your mind is switched off and your body follows easily with every step, being guided down the streets, as if you're still hearing my voice in your ears, telling you how nice it would be to just disappear from the world. And it's really easy, so easy to let your mind drop beyond. A simple change of pace, and even though my words are probably infused with magic that penetrates your mind deeply, you could step away if you wanted to, but then you'd miss out on something so fascinating and curious. Wouldn't it be nicer to just mindlessly follow right now how every step brings you deeper and deeper, following and floating, flowing through your mind? The city is silent, as well as your thoughts. There is a single drop of nothingness floating down, all the way down. And your mind is especially receptive. your thoughts beautifully compliant, malleable in all the right ways to have my way with you. And while I whisk you away into places where you will sway even deeper to my will, there is a reward for you at the end. And how much you remember will depend on how much you enjoy yourself. See, the more you follow and flow, the easier it is to let go of your thoughts to such a degree that you ought to just let all the memories be where they were before, as if you're still walking in the streets in the city where all these people meet with each other, staring deeper into my eyes and listening mindlessly. You can imagine all those conversations and creations on those stalls being set out to be observed, so open and plain to see, as if every one of your thoughts is displayed on a pretty velvet surface. And each one of those thoughts I carefully pick up and examine, twisting and turning them around and then putting them down even further. They're so heavy, it's so difficult to keep track of it all. So much easier to just let it all slide away. So smooth and round, shiny, crystalline in its creation. Even the sounds around you are soft and warm like velvet. Your body is experiencing strange sensations that flutter through your mind like butterflies. And as time goes by, those things, feelings, sing in ways that seems impossibly beautiful. Excitement, strange reactions, in and out of attention, almost like you're missing pieces of time. Different sentences continuing from the last. Before you know it, you're so deep that you can barely even reach where you were before. You remember a step in the market, a bump against a man, staring in his eyes as you're distracted by his smile, all the while words are flowing through you that seem to affect you so easily. And you begin to follow, to flow even deeper as you listen, becoming a walking sleeper that seeps into a state of mindless willingness. Your thoughts examined like before, as if opening a door so easily, and then picking up and putting down everything that you are, examining it piece by piece, appreciating and valuing it highly. There's a warm glow inside that spreads. The more you are observed, the more that feeling rewards you with bliss, warmth, a glow that seems to shine. And yet, it doesn't blind, no matter what I find in your mind. It is observed carefully, and then put down again, in a way you almost wish you could stay in this state, in and out of trance so easily, every step leading to a new feeling of something nice, excitement. But as you get wise to the wanting and needing feelings, they dissipate and disappear, they fade and reappear in different places, different states. It's almost as if your mind is being toyed with. Time means nothing in this place, in this state, where you face the nothingness that you were feeling for so long, every step bringing you further down. What happens may be a mystery, but you know that the pouch with coin that you were wearing is suddenly a lot heavier than it was before. You have been richly rewarded for something. And as the sights and sounds of the city slowly return to you, when I count up, the wakener will leave you with some confusion, but a deep, happy feeling as well. Whatever the stranger may have done to you, it has felt very good. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back.